Hello, everybody. It's I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe. I'm Gabby.
I'm Chloe.
And we have a special guest with us today.
Some guy wandered in here, and now he wants to talk about comedy, and we're just like, who are you?
Are we doing Comedy Bang Bang right now?
Oh.
Am I supposed to be a character?
Is that what they do?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, if you would like to be a character.
Let's introduce him. No. He's just like a ghostly voice. Who is
this? Here with Vernon Lickfeld.
Yup.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
Well, y'all, we're here with the kid with the most weird name ever.
I'm not going to lie, Vernon. I thought your last name was Lickfield.
I thought it was Lickfield forever.
Join the club, gang.
Until today when I tried to email you and it was like, that person doesn't
exist. Sounds like it should be Lickfield, because Lickfeld is just like, oh, it should be Lickfield.
If I had a nickel for every time somebody tried to tell me my name was supposed to be Lickfield, I'd be rolling in it.
I'd have about 8 nickels.
No, I'd have a lifetime's worth of nickels, because it just everyone tells me that.
What would you do with all your nickels?
Change my name.
Go to the U.S. Fucking. Oh my god, I just said
that. It's okay.
I can't go to the U.S. effing anything because it's shut down right now.
It's true.
Watch the news. I don't watch the news.
Yeah, like.
Is your computer silenced, Brennan?
Sure is.
Good.
Look, he
good
already job. Knows the ropes. He knows the ropes better than me.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Rory Scovel. We're going to talk some more in the next segment when we have a longer amount of time to talk, but you're listening to Rory Scovel's 2011 album Dilation. You just heard the first track, which is called Hunger. This album's kind of interesting because each of the track titles is just one word.
Does it have like nothing
noun,
to do with the tracks?
Yeah, basically a noun or a
verb,
adjective.
Verb. I think actually all of them can be both. Oh no, nope. Some of them are nouns. Some of them are verbs.
Now that we broke it down for you,
so it's
hard-hitting
kind of,
news.
It's a David Cross-esque in that the titles have nothing to do with the tracks.
Sure.
So a little bit about Scovel. He is an actor and a writer and a performer and a comedian. And what was that?
And poked me.
Yeah. He was on the short-lived Bo Burnham TV show Zack Stone Is Gonna Be Famous.
Loved oh, is it. He really?
Yeah, he was the manager of the supermarket that Zach worked at.
Mm.
He was a writer on the Eric Andre show, or is a writer on the Eric Andre show, and he performed on Conan, Late Late Show, and Jimmy Fallon. And totally weird, the internet is watching us and tracking our Google searches. As soon as I finished listening to this album and researching Rory Scovel, a YouTube ad starring Rory Scovel played on a YouTube video I was watching. And I freaked out.
That's just, like, scary.
Exactly.
Thanks, Obama.
You voted for him. He's your
true,
president.
True, I did.
Absolutely. He's also did. Your president.
It's all.
I didn't vote for him.
You
did you vote at all?
No, I don't vote.
Yeah, like, I was waiting for him to be like, yeah, I voted for, like, Mitt Romney, and then he'd be like, no,
he'd
I
be
didn't.
Like, get out.
No,
yeah,
no,
be
I
like,
don't vote.
The show's over.
What do you mean you don't vote? You only had one chance to vote.
Yeah, no, I didn't take it.
My boyfriend is 23. He didn't vote in the last two elections, and I was like, "Really? Like that just makes me feel gross about you.
That's...
Like you need.
Yeah,
to
you should break up.
Why didn't
I should
you
break
vote?
Up with him because he didn't vote.
Why didn't you vote?
Oh,
what's the matter with you? It's so easy.
No, it's not.
You literally get a form.
Is. We both done it.
Oh my god, I'm really lazy, and I did it.
Oh, some of my friends went through hell to vote, which I think is a waste of time. I don't know. I don't care.
Look
like I don't care. The president. I'm just gonna pay. I'm gonna pay my taxes and do whatever they told me to do. I don't care.
Okay.
Who the president is.
Guys,
okay.
Guys, if you hear a bah noise, it's because we got a sheep in studio. We got ourselves a sheep in a gray t-shirt.
I realize, Brendan, we both have really loud, obnoxious
laughs. Yeah, you guys are just like, nyah, nyah, nyah.
This episode's going to be a real trip.
I'll try to keep it down.
No, but
no,
like, when he laughs really hard, it's like, like the people at home, whoever's listening, is going to be like, ow.
Can you do me a favor, Brendan?
What's up?
Can you do your Mrs. Puff impression?
SpongeBob.
Well, Chloe just stepped all over
no,
it, so I don't
Chloe!
Know. I don't know what she
I literally
did.
Whispered
your,
it.
No, you know what I'll do is I'll pepper it in.
Okay, surprise me.
Yeah, I'm gonna surprise you.
Okay, in the middle of saying something serious,
yep.
You'll just surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So let's play the second two tracks. Drive and Walk are the two next tracks from Rory Scovel's 2011 album, Dilation. Here we go.
Took the plane in. A lot of fun. A lot of fun flying. We didn't actually fly.
Okay, and we're back.
Hello.
You just heard two tracks from Rory Scovel's album, Dilation. You heard Drive and Walk. So now it's time to talk to Vernon a little bit. Hi, Vernon.
Who?
Hey, I yawned.
That's this guy.
Hey. It's like rule number one, don't yawn.
Don't yawn,
and
I did.
Don't right. talk about Fight Club, what?
What? Huh? Vernon, wait, have you ever heard our show before?
Yeah,
totally. What? You guys talk about the things.
Oh my God,
and
of course,
stuff.
I listen to it every week yeah. that you do it.
Yeah,
keep talking. Yeah. All right, keep talking. Yeah, sure. So I won't question you more about that because
no, I listened to one or two of them. Honestly,
that's well, thank you.
I think I remember last year he was like, "Yeah, I'm listening." So like when we were doing it last year.
Okay, I trust you. Vernon, what? This is a question I ask every guest, and by every I mean both. We had
who was our first guest? Breege or something?
Hannah.
I listened to the one with Breege on.
Hannah was a good guest.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, you downloaded it. That's even.
Did I? Yeah, I did.
It wasn't on the radio.
No, I don't. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I did download it.
Awesome. That makes me happy. Vernon, what informs your sense of humor?
What time is it?
Because
if it's late enough, I'll admit that it's because I'm sad. But if it's not...
After 10:30, I talk about my sadness.
I think the things in the world are absurd. And that's where I get my stuff from.
Yeah.
And like, what kind of media?
Television and literature especially.
Like, what kind of... Go on.
Okay. The TV shows that I like are a wide variety from SNL to...
Is it an essay question? This isn't a college job.
I'm getting to my thesis. Please be quiet.
You're interrupting my train of thought.
I like a lot of stuff. I like primetime sitcoms. I like the Fox animation stuff. I love Franklin and Bash. I'm not kidding. I love Franklin and Bash.
Okay.
I like that procedural stuff on TNT. I like Bob's Burgers.
You like that Rizzoli and Isles.
No, I don't watch Rizzoli and Isles.
I've never seen
Rizzuto and Isles.
And I also really like some stuff on Nickelodeon and Disney Channel. Like Gravity Falls is my number one right now.
Yeah, you told me to watch that, and I didn't because I had too much media.
Because I'm defiant.
But I'll watch it one day.
Yeah.
One day.
Once we all get off of our media diets.
Oh my God!
Our two-year-long media diet.
Someone in our class didn't get the memo that it ended, and they're just journaling every day.
Jenna.
Oh my God!
For those who don't know, three of us took a class last year.
Right
that I don't
she's
remember
totally
the name.
Liquid.
There's no way. There's no way she knows how to use a computer.
What's Reddit?
What's that?
Three of us took a class this year. The name of which I cannot remember. Something about
media
criticism.
Oh my God, how do you, that class is burned into my brain. I could not believe how you forgot the name of that.
Sorry. And we had to go on a media diet.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go on a media diet. Neither did Chloe.
I said I did.
Did I?
Did you not?
Did I diet?
No, he made me do the fast because,
you did the diary with me.
Because there weren't enough people doing the fast. But after
No, that is not what happened.
What?
For sure. Because too many people were doing the fast. And
no.
Chloe was gonna do the fast.
The fast was the hardest one.
Were you doing
come on.
I have a specific memory of being
everyone wanted to do the diary because you just wrote what you were doing.
Exactly.
No one wanted to do the fast because you couldn't watch TV or go to the movies or even listen to music. No one wanted to do that. So he was like, come on, you guys gotta volunteer, and then I was like, oh, whatever.
I remember Chloe was doing the media diet, and not
was
enough
I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me finish my story. Chloe was going to do the media diet, and I was like, I can't do that. I'm doing the media journal. And then the teacher was like, I need one more person to do the media journal. Not enough people are doing the media journal. And Chloe was like, oh, I guess I'll sacrifice myself to do the media journal.
God,
and I was like, you look like a hero. And
I'm such a hero.
You're not sacrificing anything.
I made the real sacrifice.
I guess I'll just continue to go on Facebook for 8 hours a day.
You handed in like a psycho killer size journal of
I got
all
an A plus. So,
yeah, you crushed
suck it, nerd.
I got an A plus too.
I probably didn't get an A plus.
Me and Gabby got awards.
Can we high five? Wait, let's high five loud so the mics.
Let's high five audibly.
Wait, that was awful.
All right, well,
wait, no.
Obviously, we can't.
If this doesn't work, I'm just gonna drooling.
Ew.
Clap in front of the mic. I heard that.
Oh, my hand.
We're in a weird distance, so it's hard to.
What are we talking about?
We don't have enough leverage. Sense of humor. We're talking about you.
Your sense of humor.
Oh, right on.
And what you like to read.
Oh, do you want to do the stuff that I read? Because nobody wants to hear it for sure.
No, we do. Go on. We'll make fun of you.
My favorite author is one Charles Dickens.
I love Charles Dickens.
Hello, Chuck. Stop. You can't say that.
Yeah, I know.
Number two, right, following right up behind Charles, Chuck D, is...
Chucky D.
Is a little Jimmy Joyce.
Chuck D.
Jim Joyce.
I've never read Jimmy Joyce.
It's hard.
Yeah, it seems like a...
Oh, well, make yourself sound smarter.
Like that's why I didn't want to talk about this.
Well, it's kind of like, if you're reading James Joyce, I'm assuming it's like you're going into like an effort to read it. Like it takes, you can't, like, it's not an
easy
read.
Did you read Ulysses like with the companion?
I'm working on Ulysses and everyone's
You've ever read it?
No.
Oh.
Have you? I haven't read it.
No. Oh. What have you read of like Portrait? This other stuff?
Portrait. Dubliners.
Those are the ones you already read?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have an intellectual in the studio.
Yeah, really. I feel
sorry, guys.
One time,
Chloe and I are two dummies.
in sixth grade, we had the option to do a book report, and we could choose whatever book we wanted. So I was like, I'm going to do Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, no!
And be, like, way smart. And everyone else picked, like...
Judy B.
Like,
Jones.
Super fudge. Yeah, exact stuff like that.
Frindle or whatever that book is.
Yeah. Looking for Alaska. So I was like, oh, I'm going to read Tale of Two Cities. And my mom was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, like, it's fine. And I just remember reading the first page and being like, I don't understand this. Like, I had to have my mom, like, help explain it to me. And she was like, okay, there's this thing called the French Revolution.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I read it.
Good for you, Chloe. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean,
I can't even do that.
Yeah, there's no way.
I don't remember anything beyond the first page. I just remember staring at the first page, like, it was the best of times.
Okay, well, it's the French Revolution, and there's this English guy.
Like, we never covered that in history class.
Have you read Tale of Two Cities?
I thought it was fiction.
I read most of it. I couldn't finish it. And the English guy and the French guy look exactly the same somehow. And then the
In the book they look the same?
What else would I be talking about?
A movie? I don't know.
No, it's a plot point that they look identical.
Oh, okay.
And then,
you read the book.
The English guy, I don't know.
It was like 12.
It ends up the one guy gets killed for the other guy for something. Because of something.
Wow, that's,
Will you join in our crusade?
That's the wrong thing.
I know. Completely
different
the wrong era.
No, it's not.
Is it the right... Eras?
It's a different French Revolution.
It's a different French Revolution story.
Similar time.
Written around the same time, too.
I was like, damn, how many times did the French revolt?
Isn't that the longest book of all time?
What?
I doubt it.
Les Miserables?
I don't know. I don't think
probably
so.
Not.
I'll look it up.
I think that it is.
It's not. There's no way.
Yeah. Oh my god. There's some like weird.
Why would that be the long
like world record?
There's no book that's the longest book ever written because
what are you talking about? Like, of course there is.
There has to be.
You mean like narratively like?
Oh, maybe
because there's
longest
like encyclopedias.
Fiction.
Yeah. Like
I think maybe the longest fiction.
Yeah, that's what
ever
I.
Written.
That's what I mean. Oh.
Except, wait, did you see that thing? Someone wrote like a One Direction fan fiction.
Okay,
or something.
That was
that's the longest piece of literature ever written.
Okay, so
if it's not more than 1.2 million words, it's not.
This is a perfect time for me to bring up what I was going to ask you. I was like just on your Facebook, just looking around.
My cover photo?
Not even that, but that's part of it. But do you like One Direction,
Chloe?
Unironically,
yes.
Okay, I look at you so much.
No,
differently
Chloe,
now.
Give me an
Judge!
Hour.
Judge.
Give me an hour.
Judge!
You'll love One Direction.
No.
Chloe, I hate to say it, but you are outnumbered.
You're outnumbered.
2-1 on the.
Chloe, I lived with 11-year-old
girls. I'm like, okay, the songs are like fun, but like I can't believe that you're into them. Like
Chloe,
their
listen.
Personalities.
Let me.
That makes me sick.
Oh, I'm not that.
Let me.
She's one of those people.
She's a One Directioner.
I'm kind of not. Yes, you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, you are.
Listen,
it seems like you are.
First of all,
if you know their first names, you're like, oh my god, I
but
can't.
First of all, One Direction is the greatest love story of our generation.
What?
I brought
this up because
I
didn't
sound
believe
too
it.
Crazy.
You sound crazy now.
But oh I lived god. With 11-year-old girls for six weeks.
When?
And they were last summer.
Oh.
And they were obsessed with One Direction. I couldn't stand it. They had pictures all over the place. They wouldn't stop talking about it. I was so annoyed. This summer, a friend of mine, Noah, She was like, "One friend of mine, great. I need you,
Mabby Gontoot.
Mabby Gontoot." She like showed me videos of One Direction, and it's awesome. One Direction is great.
Update on the longest novel thing.
Let It Be Known. Les Mis
is like 20th.
What's the longest novel?
It's called... Oh, Les Mis has just over 500,000 words. Longest novel is In Search of Lost Time by Marcel Proust.
Yeah.
It's 1.2 million.
What? Okay.
Estimated. That's well, a French actually, English translation.
Is this is a disclaimer. The BBCB does not endorse One Direction, and neither does I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe. It's not an affiliate with the One Direction, One Direction Productions, Simon Cowell LLC.
How do you know that they have a relationship with Simon Cowell?
He's like the one who discovered them on The X Factor.
How do you know that?
Because I remember seeing... You watched YouTube videos? No, like, I was watching The X Factor, and...
Chloe, you don't...
It was the English version of The X Factor. How did you manage to watch that without being
I
One Direction?
There was only one version of The X Factor that's English. Do they have it in America, too?
Yeah, they have America.
I meant English, like,
the original one is X Factor. This is beyond... I can't believe you're, like, into them like that.
Let's Chloe, give me an hour, you'll also be obsessed
I don't
want
to be obsessed with them.
You do. It's
pass.
So fun. One Direction is so important.
It's
you
a
don't
hard
understand.
Pass. Oh, my God. I'm going to die.
And, like, I am the opposite of you. I don't... Like, I like their music, but I like them more... Like, they're funny. Like, if you've ever seen their interviews, they're very funny, which is why I like them.
Okay, well, I'm going to trust you just because...
I'll send you a video you or have, something. I'll post it on your wall so you're embarrassed.
You have integrity, so, like, I trust you completely.
Before we play the next track, and I'm going to move us away from One Direction for a little bit.
Yep. Yes, please. Please do that.
Brennan, why did you choose Rory Scovel? Are you taking a video right now?
I was Snapchatting.
Oh, okay.
Carry on.
I chose Rory because I feel like you did all my other favorite ones.
Like,
no, we haven't even done that many people. Like, there's plenty of
did
people.
Did you do Petey Pants?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so then I don't know what else.
It's talking about Pete Holmes.
I have two favorite
who he has a close personal friendship with and calls him Petey Pants.
Everyone calls him Petey
Pants. I call him Petey Pants.
Everyone
calls...
Who... Where did that come from?
Every single person who's been on his podcast.
Says that,
he calls himself Petey Pants.
He calls himself Petey Pants.
I've listened to his podcast and I've never heard someone call him Petey Pants.
Then you're not listening like you aren't to this album, which you should be listening to because it's amazing.
Alright.
Okay. I'm gonna play the next... track. One track. Which is called Relax/Sit.
Relax.
Don't do it. When you wanna go do it.
Pot smoker. Hey! Whoa! Okay.
Okay, we're back.
I yawned again.
What?
I yawned again right before we came back on.
That's okay. We always yawn and burp.
Yeah, I'm really tired.
Into the mic.
It was way worse last year when we were on it. We were on midnight at 2 a.m. and we were like, I was like, into the mic.
Well, no, all I did today was watch Skin, so I'm like exhausted.
Really?
I'm exhausted with sexual tension.
All those kids are in so much pain. It's a shame.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
Wait, they're in emotional pain?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Skins before?
Skins is like
are you watching the
British
American
Degrassi.
Version?
Oh. You shouldn't ever watch the American version.
I've never seen either.
Neither have I. I watched the first episode of Skins, and I was like, I'm too close to this in age. It's
oh,
just,
really?
I can't deal with it. Yeah. It's like...
It's hard.
It's like Degrassi if Degrassi was, like, more important.
Have you ever seen that show, I think it's called Sugar Rush or something, but it was British... And I saw it on YouTube, and it was, like, this girl who was really slutty befriends this really prude girl. And then they, like, I don't know, I guess they teach each other things. And the girl's name, the slutty girl's name was Sugar.
British television
was British.
Fascinating.
British television
it was pretty cool.
Is, yeah.
It just popped into my head.
Sugar Rush. I watched some weird British TV when I was little. I watched, not British, but I watched a show from New Zealand about horses and, like, horseback riding.
Hmm.
Turn your phone.
It was all...
Yeah, it was every time. Sometimes they had problems that were like, I feel fat. And sometimes they had problems that were like, Misty is lost. And like, they were completely divergent, like weird relationship. Anyway, let's talk about TV that's on now that we watch and enjoy. Chloe, do you want to tell us a little bit about SNL?
Yes, I do. And you need to go watch it if you want to be culturally relevant.
I know,
I'm
way behind.
It's going to be water cooler conversation this upcoming week because they talked about
water cooler.
Everything. Like, they covered... I read this thing where it was like, SNL is just becoming, you know, like, it's trying too hard to be like, hey, yeah, like, we saw that, too, and, like, we get that. Like, not that I agree with that, but this episode's probably a good example.
Brandon, what are you doing?
Exploring. Go on, Chloe.
You don't need to touch that.
Just looking around.
All right. Okay. Well.
Go on.
This episode was an example of probably that writer's argument of, you know, SNL is just holding up a mirror to culture and being like, haha, look at that, and not making too many jokes about it. But this episode was really funny. Like,
good.
So the cold open is basically just Miley right before the VMA performance, and she's like wearing the mouse, you know, weird outfit thing. Yeah. And, you know, previous Miley, like Vanessa Bayer, comes on and is kind of like giving her like a pep talk almost. And that was, it was really funny to see them do like the, it was almost like the Mick Jagger sketch with Fallon and Mick Jagger where he's doing the mirror to him. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think I remember that.
It reminded me of that. Like, it was really funny to see. And then they, you know, do the bit about the government shutdown, which you saw.
One second. Brittany, we did type, stop.
No way. Sorry.
what else? I'm blanking. Oh, and then Vanessa Bayer. It was kind of Vanessa Bayer's episode. She was in a lot of the sketches.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
How were the
I, like, literally didn't even remember that Nassim Pedrad was on, and then she popped up as Ariana Huffington on a Piers Morgan sketch, and I was like, oh my god, I didn't even remember her in the opening credits. Like, it's really Whoa. Weird. She really, like, has kind of faded out of the show. Oh, and then the Good Neighbor sketch people, you know the sketch group Good Neighbor? That's Beck Bennett, Kyle Mooney, and then this other guy that I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
But so Beck Bennett and Kyle Mooney, they did a sketch that was really, it wasn't really similar to this Good Neighbor sketch that they did, but it was pretty similar where, like, in their old sketch group, they did a YouTube video where Kyle is like, he keeps walking in on his girlfriend having sex with someone else, and he walks in and he's like, oh my god, like, and she's like, Kyle, I can explain, and the guy's like, dude, like, I'm so sorry, like, let me get dressed, like, I'm so embarrassed, like, just let me get dressed and I'll talk to you about it, and he's like, oh my god, and like, he leaves the room to let them get dressed, and then they start having sex again, and it happens like 6 times.
That's awesome.
And finally, like, it's amazing. But so in the SNL sketch, it's basically similar, except he, like, Kyle is in the room with Miley Cyrus, and he's like, he leaves the room, and like, Beck and Bobby Moynihan are outside the room, and Kyle's like, guys, help me, like, I don't know what to do, like, Miley Cyrus wants to have sex with me, and they're like, oh my god, dude, like, do it, and he's like, I don't know, guys, like, I don't know, like, she's being really clingy, and then she's like, come here, Kyle, like, not being clingy at all, but like, I don't know, and he's just like, not getting it, and like, Beck and Bobby are like, no, like, just do it, dude, like, seriously, and then, like, Kyle, like, opens the, he keeps going in and out, so it was, like, similar like that. And every time he opens the door, there's something different going on in the room. And, like, the last time he opens the door, he's like, oh, my God, my older brother, Dave! Like, and he's like, what's up, brother? Like, you can do it. And then he closes the door and, like, talks to Bobby and Beck again. And when he opens it, his brother's having sex with Miley Cyrus. And he's like, oh, my God, that's so cool. My brother's having sex with Miley Cyrus. Lucky. Like, it was pretty, awesome. It was really funny.
We have to play another track, but she I want to quickly host, say. That's good. That's good, because she's kind of.
She poked fun at herself. She made a joke about her tongue, like, sticking out all the time. She's like, someone was like, why do you always do that with your tongue? And she's like, I'm having a series of small strokes. No one seems to notice or care. That was really funny.
We have to play another track, but I want to quickly mention a Stephen Merchant's show premiered on the night of the Breaking Bad, finale.
That's a poor timing.
Right, but it was awesome.
R.I.P.
Shout out to Catalina Gaitan listening. Woo!
Who?
My sweet mate from last year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But Stephen Merchant's new show is called Hello Ladies. Everyone should watch it. I tweeted about it and HBO retweeted me, so I feel like that's my 5 seconds of fame. And
didn't he help create The Office?
Yeah, he helped create The Office, and I know him better from Ricky Gervais's podcast/radio show, which everyone should listen to because that is awesome.
Did you ever watch Derek?
That's on Netflix now. I haven't watched it yet.
I've never seen it.
But
it just started.
Everyone hates it. No,
everyone
like, it's been on the air. No, like, I mean, like, it's polarizing in terms of, like, the media thinks it's, like,
I've only ever seen people
offensive
love it.
Representation
it,
of mentally challenged people. I read this whole thing saying it was like awful.
I watched.
I mean, it's probably funny as hell, but
I watched 15 and I couldn't watch it because I didn't understand what Ricky Gervais was saying. Not because he's playing a mentally challenged person, but because of that accent of his. I just couldn't get.
You can't understand his accent.
Especially not when he's playing a mentally challenged person.
Yeah, that's kind of like a double dose of I can't understand you.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to play another track. we're way behind. That's okay, though. We're going to play
Friendship.
Eat from Rory Scovel's 2011 album, Dilation. Here we go.
People in this country get pissed if...
Okay, we're back.
The last thing we said before coming on air would probably disgust most people.
My balls is what it was.
If you ever want to hear what it sounds like off mic, it's a different world.
What if we had like an Emmys cam, like behind the scenes Emmys cam, but like for the radio show?
Oh my god.
That'd be amazing.
I forgot to play a promo from the dad, so let's be silent while I play a promo from the dad. Okay. Play.
On air before dinosaurs ruled the earth. WECB.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Dad.
Good joke.
Thanks, Dad. Now go make me a sandwich.
We're gonna do our This Week in Search History, our first segment.
Woo.
Is there a song?
No.
Wow.
This Week in Search History!
Goes on.
Excuse me, Vernon.
You can leave. You're a guest. I'd like to give a really fast shout out to my bestest friend in the whole wide world, Austin Woodvin Levine, listening from Rutgers, New Jersey, at Rutgers University.
Hi.
Ew.
Ew, you don't even know. You're not even from.
I'm pretty close.
I mean, no, you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Are your towns close?
Oh, it is. No.
No, he lives in friggin' Philadelphia.
Oh, I forgot you live in Philadelphia.
He don't know nothing about NJ or
No,
Rutgers.
All my relatives live in Cherry Hill, so.
I mean, whatever. Austin's the man. But yeah, This Week in Search History.
You want to go first, Clay?
Yeah, so for people that have never, that might be first time, we have a lot of first time listeners tonight. Someone who I called from my job at Phone-a-thon said they would listen. So if you're listening out there, hi to you and thank you for listening and thank you for your generous gift to Emerson College. But yeah, so my search history right now, it's a lot of like shopping websites, and then also I was like watching obsessively this video. Like, do you see that video of the bikers chasing the young family in the SUV and like beating the guy senseless? Like, okay, so it was the craziest thing. You saw it, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god,
I heard the story, but I didn't watch it. I was too scared.
You have to watch it because it makes the story so much clearer about who's in the wrong. Like, bikers. Like, the bikers were, there's like, they're rolling like 90 deep and they're taking over the highway. One of them pulls in front of this SUV that's like minding its own business, slams on his brakes. So like the SUV taps him, obviously. And then they all the bikers like stop and like swarm around the car and they're like pounding on the windows. There's a 2-year-old in the back seat and it's like a husband and wife.
That's scary.
So like they're pounding on the car and whatever, like kicking the car. So the dad like just floors it through the bikers and he runs over one of them. And now the guy's paralyzed and he's trying to like sue them.
No way.
But so that's not even the end of it. So then the bikers all get back on their bikes and chase this guy in his SUV for like 50 blocks on the West Side Highway.
On the West Side in New York City?
Yeah,
in Manhattan. I didn't know this happened in Manhattan.
No, yeah, that's why you have to watch it because you'll probably be like, oh my God, I know where all this stuff is.
Yeah, probably.
So then finally, like, they get into the city and there's traffic. So the SUV has to stop. He can't just like keep driving. So all the bikers like swarm. One of them takes his helmet off, smashes it through the driver's side window, pulls the guy out, beats him like to a pulp.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like crazy. Not that this is comedy, guys, sorry, but you gotta watch this video. It's like the craziest thing I've ever seen. But yeah, I was watching that in class on mute. Because I'm a good student.
I don't have many funny things this week, but I do have... Have you ever heard of the Horniman Walrus?
No.
There's a...
The Horny Walrus?
Horniman.
Horny Walrus?
It's a guy whose last name is
Horniman. Gabby's looking
up
walrus porn? Ew. Yep. Weird.
There's a guy whose last name is Horniman. H-O-R-N-I-M-E-N, I believe, and he has a museum. And the centerpiece of the museum is this walrus that was stuffed by someone who had never seen a walrus. you should look it up. So they didn't realize that walruses, walri-
walruses, walri-
have, have flappy skin.
Yeah.
So he just stuffed taut skin. So it's just like this huge.
It's like slinging on out.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah. Oh
my God. It's the centerpiece of the
Everyone at home should look up.
It looks like a
horn walrus.
That's like a great big capybara, but
exactly.
It looks
like a balloon.
It calls to mind that horrendous painting of Jesus.
Oh my God!
Yes,
I love that.
The woman who tried to fix the painting of Jesus and it looked like a monkey. Oh my God!
Wait,
humor.
There was a good SNL thing with that.
Yeah, it was Kate McKinnon.
It was Kate McKinnon
as the woman.
Yeah.
And she's like, "I fix Jesus. I make him look better. I make him look better. Look more
real.
Black
eyes and like a shark.
His black beady eyes and his little monkey face.
Little monkey face.
Which is amazing.
Brandon, do you have any good search history?
The most recent funny thing that I searched was
Are you looking?
Schindler's Listicle, because. Shout out to my friend.
I'm waiting for the joke.
Shout out to my friend Adam on that one. I don't know if you guys are friends with me on Facebook. You'll know.
Of course
we are. No, I'm and the listeners.
Def not. I didn't even follow him on Instagram until like 2 days ago.
Really?
We've been friends for like 2 years.
I haven't really been. I only got on Instagram a couple weeks ago. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
I've been on a tirade against BuzzFeed. I think it's got to be the worst website.
This kid complains about BuzzFeed like anyone. Like
I do it aggressively.
I know. I'm
a militant.
Who was the one I told which one of you that you were like, one of you was like, I hate BuzzFeed.
Probably me. Yeah, I talk about it constantly.
Didn't I tell you that it's Chelsea Peretti's brother is like the CEO?
Yeah, you did tell me that.
I hated it. Yeah, Jonah Peretti is the CEO of BuzzFeed.
Uh-oh, Vernon.
Bummed me out.
And then he was like, aw, because he likes Chelsea.
Yeah,
I don't like Chelsea. I'm gonna marry Chelsea Peretti. My number one dream is to be the victim of an emotionally abusive relationship with Chelsea Peretti.
I would like to be a part of that. I want to be in a relationship with her too. She's awesome.
You guys, Chloe, you remind me of Chelsea Peretti.
I tell her that all the time.
I just got off. Everyone at work today told me I looked like Lord, like from the Royal.
Whoa!
But I don't.
You
Stop,
do kind of
wait.
Look like Lord. Stop.
But I
Chloe
don't.
Looks like Lord.
She has ridiculously awesome hair, and she has like a completely different face than me.
Yeah, I don't know why they told
and
you.
And everyone
no, I think
was
you
like,
do kinda look like Lord.
But they were all like, "Wait, like you look exactly like Lord.
If
like,
I didn't
you have her eyes," and I was like,
"That's dumb.
Thank you. She has gorgeous eyes." But I was like, "I def don't look."
If
like
I hadn't
her.
Known you for 10 years, I might say. That you look like Lord. But I've known you for
They were like, you should
years.
Be Lord for Halloween. And I was like,
how do you be Lord?
I was like,
for
I know,
Halloween?
I know.
Plus,
I was
who's
like,
gonna even know what that is?
I was like, I would just like wear a white t-shirt and like look seductively at people and be like,
and have like crazy cat eye makeup.
Yeah, and have like the Amy Winehouse makeup.
Be like, you can't even think I'm hot, I'm 16.
I feel like that song on a loop would make someone suicidal. Because it's so like short range. Like, there's like, maybe like one octave in that whole song.
I don't know if she is. I mean, she's
an
incredible
good,
singer.
I listen to the rest of the album. It's like sick. Like, it's all like ambient, like really
awesome.
Minimalistic, bassy. Like, it was tight.
Cool.
It's really good
she's
for
cool.
like falling
I've heard people say that she's like the sad Lana Del Rey. And to those people, I say, do you like know who Lana Del
no,
Rey
Lana
is?
No, Lana Del Rey like is off it. Like, she sucks.
And she's also very sad. To yeah. begin with, so to say,
I feel
that
like Lana Del Rey
Lana Del
like
Rey.
Goes into the studio and like gets into this zone of sadness, and then when she leaves, she's like, "Haha, I'm fanning myself with $100 bills. Like, let me just like be really rich like as soon as I leave the recording studio." Like, she's definitely not that sad.
Yeah, she's like faux sad.
Yeah, she's like trendy sad.
And Lord is like, I'm 16, I have things to be sad about.
Lord's like pretty sweet.
Yeah, she is. She's so, like, oh my God.
She's so classy.
She's great.
She did an interview about
Taylor
Swift.
I just realized we don't know why Vernon Googled
Schindler's Listicle.
Let's bring it back to that. That's important.
Because I feel like, well, my friend Adam was talking about it.
About what?
I don't know what, like,
Schindler's
explain
listicle.
That. But what is that?
You know, a listicle is like the format the BuzzFeed operates under.
Oh, I've never heard that term.
That's probably why nobody got it.
Listicle.
Oh. Yeah, it's like a small list.
I get it.
But like, the lists on BuzzFeed aren't even small.
That just
like,
made me think of something else.
I know.
Schindler's Testicle!
One time,
nailed it.
I tried to watch Schindler's List on Netflix, and I
saw this.
Yeah, I tweeted this, but I'll tell Vernon. But I searched Schindler's List on Netflix because I wanted to watch it, and it was like similar. It was like Schindler's List is not available, but similar suggestions, and it was like a bootleg version of Daddy Daycare starring Ice Cube.
Are we there yet?
No. It was something with Daddy.
Oh, that's Ice T, isn't it? No, it is Ice Cube.
Looks like you're on the phone with Ice T. Ice, like, some guy at this party put something in my drink.
What?
Oh, you mean like an olive or something? No, like drugs. Oh, and now you want to return it to him?
Have you ever heard of Paul F. Tompkins' imitation of Ice T?
Does he do what? He does an impression.
It's hilarious. So he always calls into Comedy Bang Bang as Ice T.
Oh, really?
And he gives news.
Ice T impressions never get old.
It's so funny. I'm trying to find the photo.
Ice T impressions are like ice cream. Like, you're never like, oh, I just had ice cream yesterday.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
It's always good.
Results for Schindler's List. And the first thing is babysitters beware.
Yeah, like, I knew it was like Daddy
Starring
Daycare.
Rico Rodriguez, Trenton Rogers, and Chris Cleveland.
It's not even famous.
Yeah, I can't even watch Schindler's List because the fact that the only color is that girl's dress kind of throws me off a little bit.
What? Yeah. What does that mean?
Oh, I suck and I've never seen it. And I'm a disgrace to my ethnicity.
Oy vey. What? That was unintentionally Jewish of me.
It's all about the gewalt.
Yeah, I don't know. The movie's in black and white, even though it was made in like 2001, and then...
It was not made in 2001.
It was made recently. My mom told me...
No, it was not.
My mom told me a detailed account of the time she went to see it in the movie theater. She saw it in the movie theaters with my dad.
93.
No way. It was made in 2001.
She saw it in the movie theater with my dad, and she said it was the most, like...
It was the year you were born.
No, yeah, really. I was probably inside
in the
her,
womb,
like,
and you said, just being scarred.
she said it was the most, like, sickened she'd ever been watching anything ever. Because it's like looks like documentary footage. Mm-hmm. She said she was like I was sobbing, and she like never like gets like that at movies. She was like Ralph Fiennes was so scary.
He was scary.
And I was like Voldemort scary. Or like Nazi scary.
Nazi Voldemort scary.
I like Oh my god, Nazi Voldemort. That just makes
I like the idea
awful.
Of your mom having Twitter. Like a pregnant woman craving to see Schindler's List. Like, oh god, I need pickles and ice cream, and I need to see a movie in black and white.
I need to see a movie in black and white that makes me feel awful about my history.
Yo, I'm changing my Twitter handle to Nazi Voldemort, though.
For real, though.
Probably not. I don't know.
Wait, what's the... Oh my god.
Ralph Fiennes is just damn good at playing oppressors.
The cinematographer of Schindler's List is...
Bob Saget. When in doubt, that's the answer. I'm gonna write Bob Saget on our test Wednesday for every answer. Without a doubt.
I'm gonna remember it. It's not. I want to say Yitzhak Perlman, but that's the famous
Was it Ron Perlman?
It was Ron Perlman.
Little do most people know, a young Ron Perlman was the cinematographer.
He stuck those beady little eyes up into a viewfinder, and he shot Schindler's List.
Who's Danny DeVito's wife? What's her name?
Rhea Perlman.
It was Rhea Perlman.
it was the mom from Matilda. Rhea Perlman.
Vernon is dying.
I'm dying. This is the most entertaining I've been almost, in a week.
I'm glad I could almost pull Rhea Perlman. Anyway, we have to play the next track.
No.
I know. But we'll have a long talk segment after this track.
We'll be back with more famous Perlmans after this. Are there any others?
Wait. This is a good time for your impression.
No, you can't mention it.
You forgot. You definitely forgot.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so we're going to hear one track called Breathe from Maurice Goebel's album.
Just
breathe. I think it's time for a true story. What do you guys think about that? I once...
we're back. Sorry, I played the beginning of that other track. You're listening to I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe on WECB.
Emerson.
Hopefully you're... I don't know if you're listening on the website or through Radio Flag, but hopefully you're enjoying what you're hearing. Anyway, we're doing our second segment. This is our second segment, right? Yeah, this is our second segment. It's a new one. that we're calling Fail Mail. And we want you guys to call in and tell us something funny that happened to you or give us a funny, momentous occasion, as Jesse Thorne from X-Men would call it. So the number
that
is...
That went over my head. Don't know what that means.
The number is 617-824-8852. That number again is 617-824-8852. So give us a call. And in the meantime, I have a story to tell. Chloe has one too, right?
What was my story?
I don't know. You told me you had a story to tell. Maybe you already told it.
I think it was the One Direction thing.
Oh.
At you about that.
I could
try to think of something. What about Vernon?
I have a story though.
Yeah.
So I take a cab home after the show because it's late and I don't want to take the train at night. I had a cab driver and he was like, "Oh, why are you?" Someone's asking for the number again, so I'm going to give it after I tell this story.
Oh, okay.
So I had a cab driver, and he was like, "Oh, why are you at Emerson?" And I was like, "Oh, I have a radio show." He was like, "Oh, what kind of radio show is it?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, it's a stand-up comedy radio show." And he was like, "Do you do any stand-up comedy?" And I was like, "I've written stand-up comedy, but I've never done it." And he was like,
"Do it right now."
You know, I do some stand-up comedy. And I was like, "Oh, no!" And I was trapped in this cab for like 25 minutes with this guy.
Was he a white guy?
No, Asian. And he was like,
"The best."
Chloe, <sweet. laughs>
What?
He was like, "Yeah, I've done some stand up. Like, I don't know. People said I was pretty funny.
People said it was like the funniest thing they've ever heard."
He was like, "What do you do? Like, do you write any comedy or anything?" And I was like, "Well, I've written some like comedic essays or whatever." And he was like, "Oh, you should write something for me." And I was like, "No, I shouldn't.
You should give me your phone number. We'll hook up."
Oh, that did not happen. Thank God.
It was probably one. Five
I've been
minute
asked out
extra,
by a cab driver right. before. I don't
Ew,
need a second
in New
one.
York.
No, in Boston.
Oh my God.
It was not cool.
Not cool at all. I would get out.
That was
I'd
another
probably
stand-up
be like,
comedy situation.
Out? What?
I tried to go to an open mic to do stand-up, and it was closed, and no one was there.
Oh my God.
So I was like, okay. And I got in a cab, and he was like, "Well, whatever."
That's sad.
So this guy like kept talking to me about the stand-up he was doing. He was like, "Yeah, I need to find an audience that's like Asian people and short people, because like that's the kind of comedy that."
So
I do.
Asian people.
Whoa, Vernon.
Asian
no, wait,
people
but
not all short? Asian people are short.
Okay.
Wait, we don't need to just
question, though. Question, though. The fact is, he said he needs to find an audience.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in Chinatown, sir.
Whoa! This is
on
a off.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to our new segment, Who Said the Worst Asian
that's
Thing?
That's not offensive. We live
According
in Chinatown.
To Gabby,
it's
though.
It's a fact that we live in Chinatown, and it's comical that he would be looking for an audience that surrounds him. So.
That's where he lives in Chinatown.
No, but he's driving around
Asian
downtown.
Gentleman. Okay, sure.
Look, that
well, anyway,
I'm not even going to apologize for that.
I won't apologize for my
mind. I will not apologize for what I've said.
I was trapped in a cab with this guy for like 25 minutes who was an aspiring stand-up comedian and wanted to tell me about it. And he was like, "Yeah, I just went up once and like it went pretty well." And it was
you went up
all
once?
My friends and family and they were like laughing and whatever. And I was like, "Cool." And I texted you, Chloe, actually, but it didn't go through.
So what'd you say?
I just wrote, "I'm stuck in a cab with my cab driver is an aspiring stand-up comedian."
I never saw that. I would have
died. It never sent. My phone's messed up. But someone wants to call and talk to us a little bit.
Who?
So I'm going to give the number again. My friend Noah.
Okay, cool.
The number, listen up, Noah, is 617-824-8852. So, come on the air.
Come on
down. Hopefully you dialed that or heard it.
She calls up and she's like, $850, Drew.
617-824-8852. She keeps asking me what it is.
Why don't you just text her?
Yeah, I'm going to send it to her because she's not listening. Or not, I don't know. Maybe she's not dialing? I don't know what
she's
happening.
Not, like, ready every time you say it.
I'm just going to type it to her. But, Vernon, do you have anything for... Oh, we're getting a call! We're getting a call!
Yeah. I'm not going to last time. Immediately. You're not?
Can you full time?
Hello?
So, Vernon.
Hi, no, you're not...
Chloe?
What's it like to be you?
You can't swear.
What?
Be careful about that.
What kind of question?
You guys, one second. You guys want to fill time, or you just want to be silent?
We were just talking.
Oh, I thought you were silent. One second.
You d-bag. Okay, we're literally ready? Chatting.
Yeah, I'm on the Wikipedia page. called
you just say hi
called
or
Asian
you
people.
Funny story, you can tell us.
No way.
Why I am, why because I want to see. I want. I don't know. And why it's called okay, Asian talk, people, I've got no idea.
People is also in, okay. in
lowercase
letters. Lowercase letters? Who made this page?
Noah? Noah? Can
I can't hear Noah.
Say something, Noah?
Noah died.
It's supposed to work.
Well, it didn't.
That was my Noah, Chloe impression. What happened
Wait,
to you?
One second. It's not working. Like 1 second.
That's sassy.
Am I sassy?
That's supposed yeah. to work.
I'm sassy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm a little sassy, I'm a little gassy, and I'm a whole okay, lot that, of woman. Oh, wait. That oh. should be my chair.
Oh,
my
God. Ears.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
No, I don't think the phone is working.
Swerve.
Swerve. Yagas.
Yeah.
Yagas.
What did you say?
Wavy.
Everyone be quiet.
Yo, this phone call is not wavy. This, Austin is going to love so, all this. This is all Morristown slang. Yo, this phone call is not the wave.
Get out of my face, yo.
Get out of my face,
yo. Get out of my face, yo.
What are you doing? I don't even know what you're doing over there.
Come here and punch me. Punch me. Hit me, girl. Sorry, Noah. Sorry we couldn't talk to you.
So that's weird. The phone's not working. It's making like a loud screaming sound.
Yeah, that was fun.
So we'll ask people about that. Is it one of these lights? Maybe it's these lights aren't supposed to be on. Who knows?
Didn't you guys have to take, like, a class?
Yeah, we did, but they...
No, some of the stuff's broken. It's not like
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
So I'll ask someone to fix that eventually. But I didn't hear what you guys were talking about when I was talking on the phone.
I looked up the Wikipedia page for Asian people to see about the height average.
Oh, my God. Can we not God, harp on this? You're literally going to gonna get us in trouble.
I'm... fine.
I mean, if you want to say anything to... remedy that, but whatever.
No, what
do you have? Do you have? Okay, so we have another segment that we usually do when we didn't take calls, called Clo Gabba Gabba, things that suck. Clo so my Gabba thing that Gabba. Sucked this week was that cab driver being irritating and not just silently driving me. Chloe, do you have an irritating thing that happened to you this week? Or Vernon?
He might have something that pops in his head faster.
Why?
I don't know.
Riveting
like,
radio.
I don't know. You're quicker.
Yeah.
Quicker than me. Crap. I don't know. I had a pretty good week. Probably, like, I don't know, just, like, listening to two really dumb people talk to each other kind of made me want to blow my brains out. Oh, you had... I saw your Instagram, so we can actually bond over this. But two people in my apartment were talking to each other, and they were both the stupidest people I've ever heard.
What were they saying?
Like, me and my boyfriend were, like, hysterically laughing because they sounded so dumb.
What were they saying?
I don't know if they're listening. I'm sure they're not listening, but one of them was, like... They were talking about, like, going out or whatever, and one of them was, like, I just got the address, and, like, it's... apparently the party's in Austin, but, like, my phone says it's in Brighton. And then it's literally 10:30.
No.
Wait, it's literally 10:30, and they're like, we should just, like, take a cab, right? Like, let's just take a cab. That's like a $40 cab, right? And I was just like, oh, my God. And we were, like, laughing so hard.
Brighton?
They just sounded so stupid, like.
Brighton?
Brighton.
So, I don't
How
know.
How old
like,
are they?
They're our age, but, like.
They've never heard the phrase, never heard the word
no.
Brighton?
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, these are, I don't know, just listen. Anytime you're listening to two, it's like, always funny to talk to a dumb person, but when you're listening to two dumb people talk to each other,
tell.
It's, like, so painful.
Tell on her.
But also hilarious.
It's hilarious,
hell,
but, like,
hilarious.
Thank God.
It was hell, but it was hell.
Hilarious. I know, hilarious. I just said that.
Is that what you said?
Hilarious.
Oh, is that what you said?
Like, just now.
Oh, is that what you said?
Just now.
Oh, is that what you said?
Just now.
Yagas.
Hell dash hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made a pun because he thinks he's funny.
Good job, Brennan.
Wait, so what was... Tell me your... I saw your Instagram and I know those people, so this is funny.
I didn't know those people.
One of them was at the party I was at, so were you at the same party as me?
No, I doubt it.
What party were you at?
I was at my friend Riley's house.
Was it in, on,
How were you at the same
I was on Verndale
Street.
Okay, no, but that, the
there.
Girl in the girl in your picture, it was the same night, because she was at the party that I was at.
To explain, Vernon Instagrammed a picture of two people standing behind
but,
him.
But, like, with his face in
with
the picture.
With his face in the photo.
Just unamused, like.
And the captain was, like, two people.
These two people are talking about nothing behind me.
Please tell me what they were talking about.
The same thing you were talking about.
Like, just, like.
So I went to this party, and then, like, somebody was like, you want to do some drugs? And I was like, I don't want to do any drugs right now. And then I was like, I want to do a different party.
Why are you
and
out? I thought you hated those things.
I hated it so much.
Who'd you go with?
I went with my roommates. It's not, it, like, it wasn't, like, a rager.
No, I know, yeah, like... It's never ragers here. It's just, like, gatherings. It's
yeah. Like, so it was normal. But, like, these people showed up, and they started talking. And then I don't know if you saw Gabby, but I took another one of the same kid.
I saw both.
And I said, he's still going on about nothing. And he was talking about the same thing. And then apparently I was, like, taking still? These I was taking these pictures, and, like, I was...
That's pretty ballsy of you, by the way, to just take pictures of people with their faces
what,
in it.
What?
And be like, they suck.
Like, I have no fear. I have no fear.
No fear.
Oh, my roommate just reminded me to tell another story that happened after that.
We have, like, 30 seconds, but you can tell it doesn't matter.
We were coming home. We were going... Well, there's a Shaw's right behind our apartment.
Shaw's?
Shaw's.
A grocery supermarket.
Store. And we were coming back, and then we were walking up our stoop, and there was, like, five people out on our stoop. And we got to the door, and this one girl goes, hey! And we turn around, and she goes, thanks for looking at me. And we were whoa! And then, like, she said it to my roommate, and then... I looked at her, and she goes, hey! And I thanks for looking at me. And then we just went inside.
That's kind of funny. Though.
Thanks, Matt, for the reminder.
I can't figure out if that comes from a place of...
vanity?
I don't know if she was drunk, or vain,
Probably
or, like,
drunk.
Really insecure.
All three.
All three. Yeah.
I'd like to take D, all of the
D, all the
What are the other two options?
What?
Wait.
What? Drunk,
What's
vain.
What's the other...
Yeah, you listed a bunch of things.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought D was farther down, farther.
That's
later
what she
in
said.
The alphabet.
Nope, it's four.
Okay. Well, it's time to play another track. Or two? I don't remember. Let me see. Let me look up our schedule.
I thought that was supposed to be a long segment.
It was. That was 10 minutes.
Get out.
Get no, out of town. I just love talking to you guys so much. Time just flies. It flies away from me.
Okay. Why are you so mean to me?
Okay. We're not mean to you.
It just gets away from me like a swallow that I hold close to my chest.
That I tattoo on my chest. That's a joke. That's a joke from off mic that you guys didn't hear.
Oh, I didn't even consciously do that.
Exactly.
Now that I think about it.
But I'm going to play a promo and then play two tracks from Rory Scovel, Expand and Wake Up.
This is the Knight Rider, and you are listening to WECB Boston.
I once drove a car. What?
And we're back.
Hey, everybody.
So we're going to do our...
Hey, yo.
Strav. We're going to do our third. We were talking about slang from our high schools during the break. So, we're doing our third segment, Tweet of the Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Tweet of the Week.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So, I have some good ones, I think, that I favorited on the train.
Did I do one about The Sims last week? Because it's so
Sims?
Funny that I want to
do it
again.
No, you can do it again.
It's so funny. Everyone out there needs to follow @OB, which is @OBIII. E-E-E-E, so three I's and four E's. It's just I don't even know if he's a comedian, but they're the weirdest tweets ever, and they're so funny. I'm gonna go to his Twitter right now and pick a favorite.
Kyle Kinane tweeted, why won't my iPhone automatically capitalize white power? Matt Selman, who's executive producer of The Simpsons, tweeted, one of the best feelings in life is when you realize the play is almost over. That's good. Pete Schultz, Pete_Schultz.
Who's that?
Tweeted
Pete Schultz is a writer for SNL.
Yeah. A Bazinga shirt should sorry.
Well, that's already funny.
A Bazinga shirt should count as a do not resuscitate order.
Holy crap. That's amazing.
Sorry.
I favorited one of Chloe's tweets. Can I read it?
Yeah
hit it.
Because I don't know which one it is.
I can't wait to see how the government shutdown will manifest itself as a Halloween costume.
True,
that is
slutty
really good.
Government shutdown.
Damien.
I'd say it's already pretty slutty.
Whoa.
The government shutdown.
Damien Faith.
It's hot. Are you guys not like into the government shutdown right now?
You're so weird.
Are you?
I'm being a jokester. I'm being a little goofball.
Are you being a silly
a little
Billy?
I'm being a little trickster.
Damien Fahey tweeted, Is it worth seeing Gravity if I've already seen a Five Gum commercial?
That's really
Someone
good.
Else, say one.
Okay, I'm going to read an entire exchange that's like five tweets long between Michael Ian Black and Tim Heidecker.
I'm obsessed with Michael Ian Black's exchanges with people on Twitter.
Michael Ian Black tweeted, "The longer the government stays shut down, the more convinced I am that the whole thing is a David Blaine stunt." And that's pretty funny. And then Tim Heidecker shows up and says, "Want to bet?" which is weird. And then, then Michael Ian Black says, "Do you seriously want to bet? If so, yes, I want to bet that the government shutdown is an elaborate David Blaine stunt." And then Tim Heidecker said, "Okay, $1,000. And Michael Ian Black said, "Okay, the bet is $1,000 the government shutdown is a David Blaine stunt. Get ready to pay up, stupid." And I thought that that was the funniest thing.
That is funny. Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter have really good Twitter exchanges where they, like, Michael Ian Black will tweet a joke, and then Michael Showalter will, like, pretend that he's someone who doesn't understand that it's a joke. So they're like, the Emmys last year was a good example, like, or the Oscars last year. Like, Michael Ian Black tweeted something mean about someone, like, on stage, and Michael Showalter was like, "Ha ha, that's so funny. I think blah blah," and, like, gave some random opinion, and then they, like, have this like,
unfunny dialogue.
Sounding. Have you heard their new podcast?
I told it's, you guys about it.
Yeah,
you that.
Told me about it.
You didn't
it's,
tell me.
It's awesome. It's really funny.
What's it called?
It's called
Topics.
Topics with Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter.
Oh, my God.
And they like, pretend that they're having this really,
they have an Emerson conversation.
Yeah,
I'll say absolutely. It. They have an Emerson conversation.
What? It's like faux intellectual conversation about oh. some kind of topic.
Yeah,
but it's like hilarious, and they're completely they sound completely earnest. It's so
they're like in character the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really funny.
Like they'll say things like,
"No one ever does podcasts in character."
Exactly,
like, that's really
they
funny.
Do it. They do it. Like show will say something like, "You know, I just think Boris wrong." That's the whole so podcast. Good. And then occasionally they'll make the other one crack up from, yeah. like, how earnest they sound, and that is the best.
No, like, I like when they start earnestly laughing because they'll make, like, a stupid little joke. Because, like, then, the whole time they're just like, "You know, the point of this podcast, like, we're funny guys, we like to have fun, but the point of this podcast is not to be funny, but, like, if something funny happens, we'll let it happen."
Like,
and they
that
do that for 10 minutes, the first 10 minutes of every
is
podcast.
Them just
is them being like, "You know, if some cunt... some kind of funny thing happens, we're not going to
we're gonna embrace
stop
it.
Laughing. We're just going to embrace it."
They talked. I was taking the train into so Philadelphia funny. For my internship, and I was listening to it, and I was just screaming almost on the train. Because they talked about music, one of their podcasts, and they started talking about the Beatles, and then...
Oh, I remember this!
And then Black just kept going, like, John Lennon, George Harrison,
Ringo Starr. Oh, not no. Ringo.
Wait, what's the other guy? Oh,
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and the fourth one. He kept calling Ringo the fourth one.
No, he kept calling
one.
Him the drummer.
The drummer. That's right.
And the drummer.
And the drummer. And, like, going on and on about how they revolutionized music, but he still kept calling
the drummer.
Him the drummer.
That's so funny.
I marked...
Like, he just couldn't be bothered with his name.
I marked something on it because it made me laugh so hard, and I don't remember what it was. But
we should play.
We'll play
the
maybe
clip next time.
1 week we'll play Showalter and
yeah.
we'll play a clip from it because it's
so funny.
I got some tweets.
Oh right.
Oh yeah.
Keep so, going. Okay, Gavin Spieler, who I always did him last year a lot.
Yeah.
So at Gavin Spieler, he's like an actor and writer at UCB. He said, "I had to stop listening to rap music because all the rappers kept rapping about how they're better than me and my feelings kept getting hurt." And what else?
I got one ready if you...
Yeah, cool.
Okay, Mark Duplass, who is a writer and star of The League on FF...
Oh, Mark Duplass, yeah.
What did I say? Duplass.
Duplass.
Sorry.
like an idiot over here.
Sorry, God, I only read his name. I never
I love
hear
Mark
it.
Duplass.
Anyway, at one point the other day, he tweeted that he was going to see Gravity, but in 2D, and I guess everyone in the Twitter sphere got kind of mad at him. So then he tweeted, "Okay..."
What? I'm laughing.
Oh, okay, the jury is in. I'll be transferring Gravity to VHS and watching it on a 19-inch Toshiba TV from 1986. Thank you.
That's awesome. If anyone has one more...
I got one. Yeah. This one's really stupid, but I love stupid tweets the best.
Me too.
This is from someone... I don't even know who this is, but Obi retweeted it. But it's someone named at Young Sweater. Young spelled Y-U-N-G. And it's two quotes, like a conversation. Mm-hmm.
I remember when a quarter used to cost a nickel. Grandpa, what are you talking about?
That's awesome. Okay, we have to play another track. This is, again, we're listening to Rory Scovel's 2011 album, Dilation, and this is track number 9, Smile.
The reaction you have when you're out with your new girlfriend.
Okay, we're back.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. Hi, guys. So this is our plugs segment. Plugs. It's the plug bag. That's from Comedy Baby.
Nope, the plug bag. Okay.
I'm gonna record that and then play that every time we have to do plugs. So plugs for Rory Scovel. He is at Rory Scovel on Twitter. That's RORYSCOVEL. And you can buy his album Dilation on iTunes or Amazon. You can go to his website, RoryScovel.com, where you can see his tour dates.
Is he touring?
Maybe.
What's his most current gig? Like, what's he doing right now? Do you know?
Nothing. I mean, he lives in L.A. He does, oh, yeah. He does stand-up in L.A.
He probably has a bunch of projects in the works.
Exactly. He's in that, like, Audi commercial that I saw.
Oh, really?
And he's writing for Eric Andre.
Cool. Yeah, I keep seeing comedians are, like, tweeting pictures of the Eric Andre billboards. Yeah. Looks like a cool show.
Does anyone want to tweet? Tweet.
I want to plug my Twitter.
Yeah, plug stuff.
Sure, I'll do that.
At Chloe Pasello. That's my Twitter. So, at Chloe Pisello. So that's my Twitter. It's also my Instagram. I don't mess around. I want people to be able to find me. And yeah, so follow me on Twitter.
Stalk you.
Yeah, stalk me on Twitter.
My Twitter is at Hurricane_V, as in Vernon.
Who would find that?
I don't know. I'm not going to spell Hurricane for you, because if you can't spell Hurricane, then you shouldn't be following me anyway.
Wait, did you change your Twitter?
Hashtag elitism.
I shrugged for the listeners. Yeah. Did I change it? No, not recently.
Like Atlas,
when was the last time you changed it? Wasn't it VRN?
No, that's my Tumblr.
Oh, that's your Tumblr. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh my god. Sorry, my friend came out of the closet to his whole family.
Whoa! Yay! Congratulations.
I'm trying to plug my stuff right now.
I'm sorry, someone was having a breakthrough moment.
Go on, Vernon.
I have a breakthrough moment every day.
Every time I tweet, it's a breakthrough.
Listen, if you follow me on Twitter, don't read anything that I write after 1 o'clock in the morning, because you will get freaked out. On Twitter.
Vernon's really cool and original, guys. So.
Yeah,
really cool and original.
He's pretty quirky. Really
pretty quirky, just not at night, because it's not good.
At night, does it, like, do you get dumbed down, like, your tweets? Because no, I would enjoy that
I get
more.
Scary at night.
Like,
I don't want to talk about this.
Scary. I want to...
like.
I'll just check it out.
Just check it out.
I'll check it out from
the hit up Vernon after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Not after 1 o'clock in the morning. I guess follow me on Tumblr. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, Gabby, plug your Tumblr.
I just said what it was, but whatever. Vernon has a good Tumblr when he posts, like, stories or whatever.
Oh, thank you.
He follows me. Sometimes he... for blogs.
Oh my god, he came out posts. Through email.
He emailed. That is the best punchline!
He emailed his parents and his sister, his twin sister.
Whoa. I mean, there's no way she didn't know. They're twins.
They share a brain.
Yeah, exactly.
She's gay too.
Oh my god.
Asian people are sure.
I'm not reading this, but he just sent me the email, so I'll read it when we get off the air.
So I am going to plug my Twitter, which is at gmontoot, G-M-O-N-T-O-U-T-E. My Instagram is the same. You can follow me on Vine. I don't find that much, but whatever.
Vine's dead.
Thanks, Brenna.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You're right, though. Why is this buzzing? Okay. you can follow... I have a Tumblr where I post ugly pictures of myself from when I was younger. Called ipeakedinkindergarten.tumblr.com. Peaked is spelled P-E-A-K-E-D, not P-E-E-K-E-D.
It's not even a word. Yes, it is.
Yeah, of course it is.
What?
What?
I don't know.
Okay. Hashtag elitism. So follow me there. Oh my god! This stupid thing keeps buzzing. Okay. So follow me there. I'd really appreciate it if you give me some... maybe some love on that front. I peeked to kindergarten at tumblr.com. And that's basically it for me. Anyone else want to plug anything?
Oh, my Instagram is Vernon Lick. L-I-C-K.
V-E-R-N-O-N-L-I-C-K, no spaces, no underscores.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Chloe, anything else?
No, I'm just like, I'm dying.
Chloe's having an emotional breakthrough.
I'm emotional right now.
Well, so but actually, yeah, this is our last segment, guys. So we're saying goodbye at 11:51.
Good night, everybody.
So good night. Tune in next week. Tune in next week at 10 p.m. Vernon might not be on next week, but maybe the week after that.
Okay.
I mean, if you want, you can come, but you have to tell me over 24 hours beforehand, because they're not good at getting back.
I'm not good at that, so just tell me when I can go.
Yeah, sure. You can be on next week if you want. And whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
We're not going to play this on the air.
Nope.
Maybe next week we'll figure out some hashtag candid bits.
What?
Right, Chloe?
Oh, yeah, we came up with this bit last week that we didn't end up doing, but it was like, hashtag candid, where you just do like one sentence of candid thoughts.
Oh, God, that's danger.
It was funny.
That's dangerous. I like it.
Dangerous? What did I say last time where we came up with that?
It was somebody tweeted, if you're... I just listened to it.
Oh, yeah, I someone tweeted...
Your Starbucks order is more than two words, you deserve to pay higher taxes. Hashtag candid.
Yeah, like you would say hashtag candid.
So maybe we'll do some of those next week. Maybe we can do... Maybe our tweet of the... I mean, not our tweet of the week. Our call-in segment, fail mail, can be hashtag candid. Maybe we can ask people to call in with... Oh, also, if anyone has any suggestions... For a segment that Vernon can do, it has to have a pun.
Yeah.
Vern, no way.
We already came up with Vern, none of that, thank you.
Oh, yeah, Vern,
none
of that,
thank you. And I came up with Vernon Lick Field of Dreams when I thought your last name was Lickfield.
Would that be like he tells Lickfield us about brother. A dream he had? Lickfield of Dreams.
Your face.
I don't often dream.
You don't.
Oh my god, that's the most like intellectual crap I've ever heard.
It's true. I don't often dream. I didn't mean
that. Reminds me of one time I was out with my friends and we were walking, and they were talking about bubble tea, and I literally said with the most air of dead seriousness, I don't much care for bubble tea, and like they died laughing.
Out to Kenzie interview.
Yeah. Anyway, see you guys next week at 10 p.m. sharp. We'll probably play a lady comedian next week. A comedian.
A comedian with lady parts.
We haven't played any female comedians, and we feel bad about that, because,
I didn't
there
really
are some
mean
awesome
to think.
We played
comedians.
People. We played women last year. I don't
no,
remember.
We didn't.
Yes,
can
we did.
Can you do
the
Tig Notaro cancer thing?
No, not yet. We'll do that.
I still gotta buy that.
Anyway, I'm cutting you guys off, because we have to play another track.
All right.
So these are two tracks, to finish us out. It's, Live and Remember, and this is Rory Scovel's 2011 album, Dilation. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Don't ever hold a revolving door for a lady.